Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Time for a little fantasy sports today here on the show. Got a big one planned for you today. Bernie Pleskov's going to come on. He's got his new top 30 prospects. Also, a little bit later on in the program, Rudy Gamble weighs in. It's a waiver wire Monday. Plenty of baseball to get to on this edition of the show. It is Monday, July 22nd, and fantasy sports today starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy sports today.
Well hit, Donald.
I guess it's my historical radio and television background telling me not to curse on the air. So we're not going to play Aaron Boone cursing on the air and calling his team savages and his hitters savages. But man, that was some good YouTube video yesterday, I got to tell you. How are we going to get rid of umpires in Major League Baseball and lose all of those fun interactions? It doesn't make any sense. That's why it's not going to happen. Howard Bender, RotoBuzz guy on Twitter, fantasyalarm.com, wageralarm.com.
If the Giants over the next couple of weeks continue to play competitive baseball and stay in the hunt in this race here, then he's actually going to change and try and make a run at this because he wants to give Bruce Bochy one last shot at going to the playoffs and winning the title. Closers are always a nightmare for us, Craig, on a regular basis. If they feel like they're still in it, then they're not trading Will Smith and he stays a closer. If they sell him, then he's just a middle reliever and loses all his value.
I am a purist, and I am a little bit of an old-school baseball guy, but I definitely understand the direction that the Baseball Hall of Fame is going. I don't blame them for doing it. At the same time, I think you have to look at it as we're heading more toward a little bit more of a popularity contest and a little bit more of an agenda contest as opposed to actually putting players in the Hall of Fame. All right, welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, good to be with you here on the show for the next 2 hours. And happy Monday, everyone. Happy to be back. It was a fun weekend, as I suspected. I hope a lot of you guys were able to enjoy whatever you did and stay a little bit out of the heat, which indeed was the case, I know, in a lot of the Northeast and a lot of the Midwest. You can dial up the show at 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879 if you want to be part of the show. Bavona is on vacation. Sean is producing our show today. We have a lot to get to. As I mentioned, Bernie Pleskov, who was a scout for in the big leagues for a long time, he's got his new top prospects list out, mid-season style, so we'll check in with him. Also, a little bit later in the show, we'll see what Rudy Gamble and the Razzball guys think about the waiver wire this week. I'll weigh in on my waiver wire as well. And we'll have some fun discussion about what happened in the Hall of Fame, and we can kind of start there this afternoon. I don't know if you guys had a chance to catch this, and it doesn't really portend to a fantasy baseball discussion, but we'll have plenty of time to do that. And, of course, over the course of the week, as we get closer to the trade deadline, there's going to be plenty of discussion. But hopefully you guys had a chance to catch some of that. And, really moving speeches. I thought a couple of them yesterday. And what's really cool about seeing Mariano Rivera, for sure, Edgar Martinez, for sure, right? Like those two players. And obviously Roy Halladay passed away and his wife Brandy was there. I'll tell a quick story about her and about that. But these were players that a lot of us who played Roto and Fantasy had on our teams. And now in the era of like internet fantasy baseball, those players we had over the last 20 years, they played on our fantasy teams, and now we see them get into the Hall of Fame. Now, clearly, Harold Baines was more of a 80s guy, I would say, for the most part. He played in the 90s too, but like he was a star in the 80s. And so you really have to go back to Stratomatic or APBA or whatever kind of fantasy you played at that point to have him on your team. And certainly I did on some of the leagues that I played in. But I think as we hit the internet era, you didn't have Lee Smith there really for the most part. And you didn't have Harold Baines. But you definitely had the rest of those guys. Mike Mussina, of course, was on a lot of fantasy teams as well. It's crazy to think that Mussina ended his career with a 20-game win season, but that's just kind of the guy he was, real quiet guy. But it's always fun for me because now not only do we get to see the historical figures that we saw yesterday in the game, like Hank Aaron and like Sandy Koufax, but also the newer guys who were in the Hall of Fame too, like Ken Griffey Jr. and Randy Johnson. And for me, it's fun. And we'll get into a little bit more Hall of Fame discussion a little bit later in the show. We'll project who may get in next year. And if you guys have any questions about that, on Twitter, at Craig Mish for sure. News from baseball yesterday. I don't know if you caught this, but Walker Buehler of the Dodgers was just amazing against Miami yesterday. I had a chance to watch a lot of the Miami-LA games, of course, because I cover the Marlins. And Buehler, man, he is look, the second half of the season is already here. There are only 70 games left, but or less than that. But I feel that this is one guy that I don't know what happened to him in April. Maybe he was just tired. I know he had a tired arm in the spring, but there aren't three pitchers that I want ahead of him in fantasy the rest of the way, really. Like, I think there's probably one or two, and I'm sure that we can come up with them, but he's in that elite category, and I would guess that next year he's in the top 20 picks in fantasy. I can't see him going far beyond the second round of any 12-team league. Also, Brandon Woodruff of the Brewers was placed on the 10-day injured list. This really stinks for all of us who had him because he was having a fantastic year on pace for maybe even winning 20 games. Brewers are going to have to attack that free agent market at this point. The trade market at this point with a potential maybe rental. I don't see how Milwaukee has any shot of even getting into the postseason with this makeshift pitching staff that they have. Unless Jimmy Nelson all of a sudden comes out of nowhere and looks like the Jimmy Nelson of a couple of years ago. Kyle Davies has been great, not sustainable. I don't think Woodruff injury is major. And we'll try to give you some potential streaming options for those of you who lost him. Also want to give a shout-out to Max Kepler, who hit his 24th home run. Kepler is on pace for 40 home runs this season. And leading off for Minnesota, one of the main reasons why their offense has been the best in baseball in terms of power, and a walk-off for him and a home run. I don't know what more you could have expected out of him this year. You're not going to get the runs driven in, and you haven't. You're not going to get like 120 runs driven in because he's leading off. But, man, especially against right-handed pitching, he has just been awesome. And before the season, kind of looking into the analytics and hearing some of the executives talk about how good he would be, that has really proved to be the difference for the Minnesota Twins and their leadoff hitter. Coming up next, we'll do a little three up, three down here on the show. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. A little bit later in the program, Bernie Pleskoff joins us. So we're off and running on this Monday. We'll be right back here on Fantasy Sports Today. And it is FST on a Monday. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. It's time for a little three up, three down here on the show. Happy Monday to you. Hopefully you guys had a good weekend doing whatever you do. Remember, on this show, you can listen on demand 24/7 on iTunes and on Stitcher, wherever podcasts are heard. Perhaps you're listening that way. And as a reminder, because I get asked this question a lot on both social media and for people who are listening to the show, what is the story? What is the content of Three Up, Three Down? What is the content of the show? And let me give you a little bit of an idea. Today, we are doing baseball. Tomorrow, we are doing baseball. And we will continue to do baseball until the at least the training camp and preseason portion of the NFL begins. To me, there's no reason to talk about any football until there is actual football. So the concept continues here on the show. Talk to me next week when we have some preseason games to get into. Until then, we roll on with baseball discussion. So here we go. We start off with, would you believe, if you listen to the show on Friday, and I know that, look, the good thing is you can go back and listen on demand. And I did get a message from somebody on social media thanking me for a couple of the streaming options on Saturday. But yes, on Sunday, would you believe I recommended a Baltimore Orioles pitcher? This is true. Asher Wojciechowski. Go back and listen to Friday's show. Like, I mean, after I said it, I immediately regretted it. And it turned out that it worked. 7 1/3 innings, 10 strikeouts for Asher Wojciechowski against the Boston Red Sox as the Orioles shut them out. He had a no-hitter into the eighth inning. So congratulations to him. And look, I know as an Orioles fan, it's got to be tough kind of enduring everything that you're going through. You're going to lose 120 games last year. You're going to lose 100 this year, 110. But I'm telling you, they got the right guy in Mike Elias running this thing. So just keep this in mind as you move forward. Eventually, it's going to get right. They got the best player in the draft in Adley Rutschman, who hit a home run over the weekend in his first game. Next year, they're going to have the first pick again. They'll probably get this kid Spencer Torkelson, another big hitter, and the Orioles will be right back at it. Couple of years. Maybe not a couple, maybe 3 or 4 years. But anyway, you get my drift. This is kind of how you got to do it. But anyway, Orioles got a big win on Sunday. Second part of the three up, three down, we go to the San Francisco Giants. And yes, it does feel like a broken record because they put themselves back into the postseason picture. They're going to have a really tough decision to make now. And I'll tell you why. The Giants are one of those fan bases where it's really hard to rebuild, because they always fill that stadium at AT&T Park. And it's hard to convince fans, for example, in New York like the Yankees or in St. Louis, that, oh yeah, we're just going to not win and we're just going to trade off our assets. But look, I'm sure the Giants' plan was to do that a month ago. But Mike Yastrzemski with a walk-off shot yesterday against the poor Mets, and they are a 500 team again. So Madison Bumgarner, a potential free agent. No one really knows, according to a lot of reports, what's going to end up happening. He clearly, to me, is the biggest game changer and the biggest piece of the trade deadline. Even if he's not as good as he was, he was a phenomenal postseason pitcher. You'd have to figure he'd show up for that. So we'll keep an eye on the Giants. We still got a little bit over a week to go until the trade deadline on the 31st. And we'll cover it here for you on Fantasy Sports Today for sure. In terms of one more three up, three down, trending up, how about Natalie Portman, the announcement over the weekend that she is going to be playing the female Thor in a movie coming up? That's pretty cool. Now, look, I understand that there's going to be some brushback with any kind of announcement, with any kind of these movies that come out, these Avenger-type movies. I get it. But, look, Natalie Portman was in the Star Wars flicks, right? Like, she can play these sort of roles. And I, for one, I think it's a good choice, honestly. Like, I don't even know that people thought Gal Gadot was going to be a good Wonder Woman. She turned out to be really good. Maybe Natalie Portman will be good. Let's wait and see on that one. And those are my three trending ups for the weekend. Let's move on to the downs, and there are quite a few. We start off with the UFC. John Jones is being accused of battery from a few months ago. Now, naturally, he says the whole thing is a lie, but he's one of the bigger names in the sport. Not without controversy, that is for sure. But this is like the last thing that he or UFC needs, and certainly we'll have to wait and find out if it's true or not. But these stories just keep popping up with him. And unfortunately, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty in a lot of situations, and in this one as well. But we'll have to see how this affects the UFC and it affects John Jones. That was bad news to read for sure this morning. In baseball, my trending down, without a doubt, has to be the Texas Rangers. Now, going into last season, on my shows, I was very, very strong on going under their win total on the season on the Texas Rangers. Everybody knows this. It was talked about on the air and off the air for a long time. And we did pretty well off that one, as everybody knows. But that being said, the Rangers bounced back in a big way this year. They had that home streak going where they were winning a lot of games. And Hunter Pence was having a great year, and Mike Minor, and they signed Leclerc to an extension, and everything seemed to be going great. And, of course, now they've lost seven straight games. So the question that you have to ask yourself if you're the Rangers, you have no chance, by the way, of catching Houston. So it is basically playing for a one-game wild card. And you got Oakland a bunch of games ahead of you, too. John Daniels, a very smart baseball guy, I'm going to guess, unless this team rolls off seven more wins in a row, the Rangers have to kind of see where they're at in the big picture. They're probably still another year away from being competitive. And remember, of all the teams in the big leagues, the Texas Rangers are the only ones moving into a brand new baseball stadium next year. And you know what that means. You don't go into a new stadium being horrible. So Rangers probably better off saying goodbye to the ballpark at Arlington this year. And then moving into, or Globe Life, whatever they're called. And then next year moving into a new ballpark and trying to win next year. But yeah, trend down, Texas Rangers, seven losses in a row. And I think they're a game over or whatever the case may be. They're not getting into the postseason. That is it. And then the final trending down, and this is one that's making the rounds this morning, is a video posted by Tom Brady, best quarterback of all time. Most people feel that way. Most talked about quarterback of all time, I would say yes. But there's a video of him and his daughter cliff diving and jumping off the cliff and jumping into the water. And I have watched this now several times. Now, again, I have a son who is 7, and I have a daughter who is 12. Now, look, for me, I probably would not do what he did. But that being said, he held her hand. He is the parent. And honestly, I mean, did it look a little bit dangerous? Sure, but I don't know. Like I think they're making more of it than it is. Maybe it's just me. I mean, I have to take even a 10th or 11th look at this video, but it really just seemed to me that they were having a good time on vacation, looking for a little thrill. Of course, any athlete is going to be somewhat of a thrill seeker. And he really was careful with his daughter. He held her hand. He didn't push her off a cliff or anything like that. So I think people are overreacting a little bit. Maybe it's just the phenomenon of social media and anything that has to do with Tom Brady. It certainly could be that. But I thought it was relatively tame. But I wouldn't do it if it was my kid. I'm just being honest. I would not hold my son's hand and jump off a cliff. But I also don't really blame him for doing it. And I think we just all need to chill and realize that it is Monday, July 22nd. Football doesn't start for another month in college and another 2 months of the pros. We're bored. We're looking for things to talk about. Baseball does not move the needle 24/7. Baseball only moves the needle for people like you guys who are listening to this show because you're big baseball fans. Beyond that, I'm realistic with what it is. It's a slow time. We're looking for info. We're looking for discussion. And that indeed is what I think happened yesterday. And that concludes our three up, three down on today's show. Coming up next, we'll get back to the waiver wire in fantasy baseball as I made several moves in my leagues, although I'm being very careful about saving my money because the trade deadline is coming and I do not want to be left holding nothing when these moves happen. Remember, the 31st is the last time that you can make trades in Major League Baseball. That's it. There is no August deadline. So even though the moves may not be significant in terms of names, there's going to be probably 15 to 20 trades on the 31st or even before the 31st. Got to save your money in fantasy, save your waiver position in fantasy. That being said, I made some moves. I'll tell you all about them next. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to Fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at Fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to Fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to Fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to Fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's Fat100.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here as we roll on this Monday. We'll be joined by Bernie Pleskoff in about 15 minutes from now. So those of you who are listening on demand, you can just push forward and catch some prospect talk with him if that's what you're waiting for and you're listening on demand. That's happening in about 15 minutes from now. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter at FNTSY Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish. and we continue to have our baseball discussion. I'm getting to the point, I think, in my leagues of figuring out if I really have a chance or not. I think that I'm playing in one head-to-head league, and I'm playing the rest in rotisserie, and I'm playing in two different NLs, Tout Wars NL and then a home money league NL. And I can say here on July 22nd that I think I'm completely out with no shot in three out of my five leagues. Like, no chance of money, no chance of finishing even in the top three. Like, none. I just don't think so. In the head-to-head league I'm playing in, and this goes back to the old show that I had on Satellite Radio where we did the head-to-head league, I am a game out of first place with 10 wins. So I'm feeling really good about that. In my NL home league, which is the most money that I'm playing for in any of the leagues, I'm in second place. But I'm so far out of first that I think it's just going to be a battle for second, which is fine. It's still money. So I think I have a good shot there. And in the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational, it's just playing for respect. In Tout Wars, I'm playing to not finish last, honestly, and to not have my free agent money docked next year. And then in another rotisserie host league, 12-team, I'm just doing awful. It's just, and again, when I came back, when we start talking about this back in June, I don't make excuses. My team is terrible. But that being said, that is the most injury-riddled team that I've ever had in the history of playing fantasy. It's not even close. I mean, just losing my second and third round pick right away, Correa and Taillon, not to mention all of the other, Corey Kluber too. Like, I've just never had that happen before. And that's not to say that that's an excuse, because I stink. My team is bad. I would have never won the league anyway. But I just don't think I would have finished last if all those guys had been hurt. But look, can't win them all, as they say. But that being said, for those of you who are into the waiver wire, we're going to get into that in just a minute. But first, do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? You can go to pointsbet.com/grid and open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet. For example, if you bet the Miami Hurricanes -3 and they cover the spread by 8 points, you'll receive 8 times your stake. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets up to $1,000 today. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER 21 and over. And back to PointsBet, eligibility restrictions apply, and you can see website for details. Okay, so check out PointsBet if you have a chance on this Monday. If you're still involved and engaged in fantasy like me with baseball, then hopefully this will give you a little bit of a clue as to what some of the community or some what the industry is thinking. That's not to say that I'm better than anyone, but here's kind of an idea. Okay, so in the Great Fantasy Invitational, I am in 9th place out of 15 teams, not doing great. Nope, because I have no hitting. Drafted a lot of pitching, didn't draft hitting. Didn't think that there'd be a million home runs this year, being honest with you. Didn't know the ball was juiced. So my good buddy Ronald Guzman from the Texas Rangers, first baseman, who, as you guys know, if you listen to me, I know very well. He's been all on my shows for many, many years. I played a little favoritism by drafting him at the end, and my good buddy Ronald is really, really scuffling. I had to let him go. So I picked up Alex Dickerson of the Giants. Dickerson is more or less a platooner, but honestly, at this point, I don't know how much longer they could keep Ronald up in the big leagues. He's just really having a tough time. A great defender. I think eventually he'll be a great hitter, but this has not been this year has not been his year. So Guzman out, Alex Dickerson for a buck in the Great Fantasy Invitational. I'll slide Dickerson into my lineup just in case I need an outfielder for the week. In this league that I'm playing in, it's a set-it-and-forget-it lineup where you set it at the beginning of the week and there's nothing you could do. In Tout Wars, I'm playing in the NL-only format, and I tried to bid on two players. Now, if you caught my show last week, it was a funny conversation that we had about a couple different players, and I'll tell you a little bit about it. I went and decided to bid for last week when Jesse Winker got hurt on Sunday, and we told the story on Monday. Jesse Winker got hurt. I bid on Josh Van Meter of the Cincinnati Reds. and I dropped Matt Beatty of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Well, Sunday night came. Chris Taylor broke something. I forget. Was his arm, his leg? I don't know. He's out for a long time. And then called up Matt Beatty, and I was miserable that I cut Beatty. Now, naturally, this week I tried to bid back on him. I didn't even come close. He's been tearing it up since he's come back. So I'm miserable. But I will say this. Even though Josh Van Meter did not get called up immediately after the injured list possibility for Jesse Winker, he got called up on Wednesday, and he hit a home run. So, look, he did not put up the numbers that Beatty did over the course of the week, but I also didn't lose all of those stats. I got a home run out of him. Now, do I think this Van Meter guy is going to be great? No, but in the NL only format, there's just not a lot you can do. You got to try and find the breathing bodies, and I tried to be preemptive by grabbing him, and then, of course, Winker didn't go on the injured list. Somebody else did. They brought up Van Meter. He hit a home run. Okay, good job by me. Drew Smyly, I also threw a small bid on. He's now with the Phillies. I don't know if you caught his start over the weekend. It looked like he had some increased velocity. He had really been struggling. Smyly, once upon a time, was a pretty decent pitcher in baseball. I don't think he's going to ever go back to being the hot prospect that he was. But look, the Phillies are in desperate need of arms, and they've moved Nick Pivetta to the bullpen. And Smyly has earned two or three more starts for sure. So if I'm playing in a deeper league or an NL only, he may not be a bad option. There are some people that are saying that they're a little skeptical over his start over the weekend. I think you have to at least give him a shot, put him on the bench and see how he does. Remember, in general, Philly's offense, even without McCutchen, is supposed to be good. I know it hasn't looked that like that all season long, but you still, and even with Segura out, you still have Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins, JT Realmuto. You have some decent offensive options there. They should be okay. Maybe he can sneak out some five-inning wins. Head-to-head league, I made two moves, and one of them was very simple, just looking for an extra two-star pitcher. So I picked up Daniel Ponce de Leon of the St. Louis Cardinals. He's going to start Monday and Saturday. We'll see how it goes. There really not a lot of statistical strategy there. It's just when you play in the head-to-head format, the more starts you have, the better chance that you have to win. And also, in this format that I'm playing in, it's not a set it and forget it. You can make moves throughout the week in terms of not adding and dropping, but taking guys in and out of the lineup. So I'm on Ponce de Leon this week. We'll see if it works out. Also, because of an injury to Matt Carpenter, I needed some bench players. And I'm afraid Miles Straw of the Houston Astros may go down to the minors when they recall Carlos Correa. I've been using Straw as my utility type. So I picked up Brian Reynolds of the Pirates, and I cut Willie Calhoun. Now, Calhoun's going to come back up. I'll have to grab him again if he does. I'm not sure why they sent him to the minors in the first place. He was doing pretty well for Texas. But I need somebody who's going to play right now. I can't clog my bench up with all these non-playing guys. Reynolds, I think, has a pretty solid shot of staying in the lineup. I don't think we'll see Gregory Polanco back again. I'm not sure what they'll end up doing with Dickerson. We know Starling Marte is there for sure. I think Reynolds has kind of earned himself an everyday role. And I wouldn't be surprised to see the Pirates be sellers and trade off some pieces, maybe including Corey Dickerson, which would even solidify his role. So Reynolds is the kind of guy, and you guys who play head-to-head should have these kinds where you can move guys in and out, where you just have an extra guy, he sits on the bench, and if you're able to play, you put him in. I ended up cutting also Kevin Kiermaier in a 12-team head-to-head league. Kiermaier has been okay. He's on pace for like 20 home runs, 20 steals, but now that he's on the injured list, I don't know if that will happen. I think that he's delivered his draft value, but clogging up your bench when you're chasing the head-to-head postseason is just dumb. Like, there's just no hanging on. Remember, September is playoff time in these head-to-head formats, and you have to be able to make moves, and you have to have that position and roster flexibility. So those are the moves that I made. You can let me know your moves at Craig Mish, at FNTSY Radio, what you ended up doing. Perhaps we'll talk about them on the air. Also, one quick note from this morning. It looks like the Rangers, speaking of them, may end up placing Sean Kelly on the injured list. Now, Kelly, why is this important? He was getting save opportunities because Jose Leclerc struggled so much at the beginning of the season. But now that Leclerc is pitching better and also on that long-term contract, I think there's probably a case to be made for adding Leclerc in fantasy leagues again. I don't think Texas would move him. And look, there's going to be some save chances there. You need saves. Leclerc could end up being the guy again. I would think they would like to give him another chance, but it also obviously depends on the health of Kelly. But we'll see. That's just kind of the latest as to what's going on in fantasy. So, coming up next, it is time to talk a little rookies and Bernie Pleskov, who writes for clubhousecorner.com. He's a former Major League Baseball scout. You can follow him on Twitter, at Bernie Pleskov. He is going to join us, and he'll talk about his top prospects that he likes right now for the rest of the season, guys that he's seen in person. And, of course, Arizona Fall League is right around the corner, so we'll discuss that as well. We'll close the first hour out with a little best-of segment, What You Missed. And then we'll come back for hour number two and dive into some Hall of Fame discussion, more fantasy baseball discussion, and I'll also have a story about what LSU's football locker room looks like, which is incredible. Like, my house does not look nearly as nice as LSU's locker room. We'll take a quick time out on Fantasy Sports Today. Bernie Pleskov will join us next. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Points, bets, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Rain dance!
Make it rain.
Aaron Boone helped possibly effectively put the Rays to bed. Come step up to the champs if you want. But Aaron Boone helped slap them back down, and I think it was a very important move, and I love it.
I think it, for the very first time, I think that will be the defining moment of where we finally usher out the Girardi Yankees, and it's the Aaron Boone Yankees now.
Weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you until 2 o'clock, and then we'll turn it over to full-time fantasy. If you've ever been out to the Arizona Fall League, then you've probably seen my next guest scouting or lurking. If you've been to a Major League Baseball game, you've probably heard his name, and he's joined me for many years over on satellite radio. He joins me now here on the show, Bernie Pleskov, former big league scout. fantasy baseball and baseball analyst. His website is clubhousecorner.com. And you can follow him on Twitter at Bernie Pleskoff. Bernie joins me this afternoon or this morning on the West Coast. Bernie, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Craig. It's good to talk to you once again.
Yeah, it's great to be great to have you on, Bernie. And I thought it was some pretty good timing here, because who better to talk about scouting and prospects in both reality and fantasy than you? So thank you for coming on and doing that with me. Before we get into the specific names and the players, tell me what goes into your thought process and great your question. Analysis with this top 30.
That's a great question, and one I am very rarely asked, and I usually define it on the article, but I didn't this time. The first thing I look at is impact. What type of impact is this player going to make at the big league stage? Not only with his overall statistics, but how about on his team? What does he do to make his team better? What does he do to make his team a winner? How is his health? And how consistently is he going to put up numbers? I think consistency in baseball is one of the things I look at. But overall, the most important thing, what tools does this young man bring to his game? Is he a five-tool player? Does he have one outstanding tool? Does he have a pitch that he can, you know, get a called third strike on or get a swing and miss on? So many things go into this. It's not just his reputation. It's not just where he was drafted. It's not just the buzz around baseball. It's what I see with my own eyes. And, Craig, I never put a guy on my list that I haven't seen in person.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, and I'm going through that now, Bernie, even with football. I'm doing these Dynasty League drafts, and everyone is yelling at me and claiming I don't know this and I don't know that. I'm like, I've never even seen the guy play. The guys I see are the ones that I want, and
that's
a big part of doing this. And so you being out on the West Coast and seeing the Arizona Fall League and seeing these kids play, not just there but also in the Futures game, you have Joe Adell as your top guy. And Bernie, I know that there is a lot of debate between Adell and even moving forward with Wander Franco and even down to Luis Roberts. So let's talk about why you chose Adell over everyone else.
I chose Adell for several reasons. It was very close between Adell and Franco. Adell is further along in his development. He's closer to the big leagues. I envision an outfield of Justin Upton, Mike Trout, and Joe Adell, and I shake my head. These guys are going to be a very, very tough trio with the Angels. And Adell, if they can get some pitching, and that's where they're deficient, but if the Angels can get some pitching, that outfield could be equal to any in baseball. Adell is a big, strong guy with a big upper body. He's got a unique combination, Craig. He's got a big bat, and he can run. And he told me at the Futures game that he is learning to run the Angels way, which is don't run yourself into an out trying to steal bases. Right after he said that, he got picked off first base. But, you know, everybody's entitled to a hiccup. I love his attitude. He had a hamstring issue early in the season. I worry about the physicality. I worry a little bit about the big body, but the strength is so good, and the attitude is so good. And the desire is all there. You know, he has hit 8 home runs in something like 123 plate appearances. You know, that's pretty good. And he steals bases, and he hits for average. He's at 325 now at AAA, at AA. And I just think, I think a lot of teams made a mistake. He was drafted 10th. And believe it or not, the Diamondbacks at 7 could have had him. They took Pavin Smith. Nothing against Pavin Smith, but when you're a team that needs offense, you know, you got to look to a guy like Joe Adell. So he's my number one, and Franco is my number two, an outstanding athlete with the Rays. He'll play shortstop there for years to come, but he's only 18 years old. You know, we have a very small sample size with him, terrific athlete. When I saw him in the Futures game, I saw what he brings on defense, on offense. He's got it all. He's a five-tool player. He's going to steal a ton of bases. He's going to hit home runs. He's going to hit for average. He is going to be an all-star for years to come. So it was very close. I have Adele 1, and I have Franco 2.
Bernie Pleskov is with us at Bernie Pleskov on Twitter. ClubhouseCorner.com is his website. He used to scout for the Astros and the Mariners. And so working my way down the list a little bit, Bernie, I got to ask you about Lewis Robert. I just haven't seen anybody. Now, look, I haven't seen him play, but I haven't seen anybody statistically in the minors with these numbers. Like, I can't get over how polished he already looks, and it's only been 2 years. For fantasy purposes, Bernie, could this guy be the top of the list? I know he doesn't steal, so that's probably why, but let's talk about him for a minute, if you don't mind.
I haven't seen any ranking with him this high. I have him at number 4. Why? Because he is the consummate five-tool player. He is a guy whose presence is going to really change the White Sox, who already have Eloy Jimenez. They already have very, very good pitchers in Dylan Cease. Kopech is going to return from Tommy John. This is a guy that is going to really stabilize this ball club. He can hit. He can hit for power. He can run. He is a terrific center fielder. He is going to steal bases. He has played, Craig, at 3 classifications this year. At the age of 21, he's a AAA. And believe me, when I see this guy on the field, I sit up in my chair and I say, I don't think there's anything this guy can't do. When I saw him in the fall league, he was raw. When I've seen him before in minor league games, he was raw. The maturity level is like night and day. This is a guy that has turned it around. He's a left-handed hitter. He's going to hit the gaps, look for doubles, triples, home runs, stolen bases. This is a fantasy dream. But I want to caution people. When you get a guy that's young and a rookie, you can't expect them to be a Vlad Guerrero or an Eloy Jimenez right off the bat. You know, some guys hit the ground running. I think Robert could scuffle a bit at the big league level against breaking balls. But then, by the second year and by the third year, you're going to have an all-star.
Bernie Pleskov is with us. I actually misspoke. I forgot Robert has 30 stolen bases already this year in the minor leagues. It's amazing to see. But really, amongst Bernie, I would say your top 10, and of course, Kopech of the White Sox is coming back from Tommy John surgery. You only have 2 pitchers who are listed in Mackenzie Gore and Casey Mize. And so I would love an update on Mize, by the way. I know he's been a little banged up in the minor league system. Is it just that the prospects in baseball have better hitters than pitchers at this point? Or how would you analyze that?
Pitching always is a little bit tougher to evaluate at the prospect level because, let's face it, at single A and double A, they're not facing awesome hitting, and they're not advanced. They're not throwing a breaking ball that's going to buckle the knees yet. I mean, they're still maturing at 19, 20, but now you're talking about a guy that's 22 in Casey Mize, a number one. He was a 1-1 guy. You know, when he was drafted in 2018, he was the first overall guy. So, you know, you talk about numbers. He's 8-0. He's got a 1.09 whip and a 1.09 ERA and 0.75 whip in 82.2 innings. Mize has a great sinker. He's got this split finger. He's got the fastball, the split finger combination that is very, very unhittable. So he stands out. The guys that make it to the top of my ranks in pitching are guys that stand out. This is a guy, just like Mackenzie Gore, who could probably be the number one starter on their respective teams. The Tigers desperately need pitching. Mize isn't that far away, and he could be their number one, or you could take a guy like Mize, which I wouldn't do, or a guy like Gore, which I might do, and flip him for 3 really good players, including a major league star. That's how good these 2 pitchers are. Very little difference between Mize and Gore. Mize is right-handed, Gore is left-handed, and they are both going to be, I think, very good major league pitchers.
Nobody better than Bernie Pleskov at breaking it all down in terms of prospects. And the Astros, interestingly enough, let's end with this, Bernie. You have two. And two, by the way, that you could have said number one hitting prospect in baseball in Tucker, number one pitching prospect in Forrest Whitley. But, Bernie, the organization is not in love with Tucker the way that they were potentially a couple of years ago. And boy, Forrest Whitley.
I don't get it.
Yeah, and Forrest Whitley, by the way, I think you have him ranked right. I don't know what happened with him, but he pitched in the GCL the other day, Bernie. He couldn't get anybody out, walking 5-6 guys. I thought he was the best pitcher on the field for 2 years that I saw with the Houston Astros.
He was. He threw 100 miles an hour. He threw great breaking balls. He had great mound presence. He could climb the ladder with his fastball. He could pitch inside. He owned the at-bat, and now look what's happened. And he's a human being, Greg. Things happen to people. I don't know if it's in his head. They shut him down for arm fatigue. Listen to these numbers. At Round Rock, 12.21 ERA, 2.65 WHIP in 24 innings. They shut him down, tired arm. Then he goes to Rookie Gulf Coast, goes 0-2, 8.31 ERA, 2.53 WHIP in 4.1 innings. Look, I still have him in my top 30 because I have hope for a guy. You do not give up hope on an arm like that. Like I said, I don't know if it's his head, his mechanics, his arm, what it is, but Forrest Whitley is too good to see this happen. Now, I think he's going to bounce back. I've got him all the way down at 29, but that's from being in my top five. So Forrest Whitley is a guy that I'm hoping can turn it around. But he has hurt lots of fantasy teams this year, teams that thought he was going to make it to the bigs and just didn't. Kyle Tucker's another story. I don't know what's with the Astros. This guy, all he does is hit. He's got a long uppercut swing. He's a home run hitter. He's a stolen base guy. He can hit for average. I think he's getting traded in the next 8 days, and I would like to see some team get him, stick him in the lineup, and let him play. The Astros are now playing him at first base, which tells you something. Maybe they're going to hang on. Maybe they want to showcase him to other teams, showing that he can be an outfielder or a first baseman. For some reason, like you said, they just haven't brought him up. He's a terrific hitter. Number 6 on my list. You can find my list, clubhousecorner.com. You can tweet me at BerniePleskov.com. At Bernie Pleskov, and I will answer your questions if I have time, but you can read all my tweets.
Awesome. Clubhousecorner.com is Bernie's website. As he mentioned, at Bernie Pleskov, former big league scout and an excellent big league scout that translates things over to our game in fantasy. Thanks again, Bernie, for coming on. As always,
thanks,
really
Greg.
Appreciate
Anytime.
It. Thank you
Talk
so much.
Talk to you again, I hope.
Definitely
again.
For sure. All right, that's Bernie Pleskov. We'll take a quick time out here on the show. We'll be back with more FNTSY and Fantasy Sports Today coming up in just a couple of minutes. Top of the hour, some fun discussion, too, about the Hall of Fame. Don't go away.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic face wipes and body cleansing needs.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
The morning after.
I think Tyreek Hill is a scumbag. Be a hypocrite with fantasy as well. But I can't sit here and tell you, oh, if anyone takes Tyreek Hill on your fantasy team, you're a lowlife. Because here I sit right now believing that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. And am I supposed to not bet on this because they have Tyreek Hill on the team?
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. If you're still involved and engaged in fantasy like me with baseball, then hopefully this will give you a little bit of a clue as to what some of the community or some what the industry is thinking. That's not to say that I'm better than anyone, but here's kind of an idea. Okay, so in the Great Fantasy Invitational, I am in ninth place out of 15 teams. Not doing great. Nope, because I have no hitting. Drafted a lot of pitching. Didn't draft hitting. Didn't think that there'd be a million home runs this year. Being honest with you, didn't know the ball was juiced. So my good buddy Ronald Guzman from the Texas Rangers, first baseman, who, as you guys know, if you listen to me, I know very well. He's been all on my shows for many, many years. I played a little favoritism by drafting him at the end. And my good buddy Ronald is really, really scuffling. I had to let him go. So I picked up Alex Dickerson of the Giants. Dickerson is more or less a platooner. But honestly, at this point, I don't know how much longer they could keep Ronald up in the big leagues. He's just really having a tough time. A great defender. I think eventually he'll be a great hitter. But this has not been his this year has not been his year. So Guzman out, Alex Dickerson for a buck in the Great Fantasy Invitational. I'll slide Dickerson into my lineup just in case I need an outfielder for the week. In this league that I'm playing in, it's a set it and forget it lineup where you set it at the beginning of the week and there's nothing you could do. In Tout Wars, I'm playing in the NL-only format, and I tried to bid on two players. Now, if you caught my show last week, it was a funny conversation that we had about a couple different players, and I'll tell you a little bit about it. I went and decided to bid for last week when Jesse Winker got hurt on Sunday, and we told the story on Monday. Jesse Winker got hurt. I bid on Josh Van Meter of the Cincinnati Reds. And I dropped Matt Beaty of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Well, Sunday night game, Chris Taylor broke something. I forget, was his arm, his leg? I don't know. He's out for a long time. And then they called up Matt Beaty, and I was miserable that I cut Beaty. Now, naturally, this week, I tried to bid back on him. I didn't even come close. He's been tearing it up since he's come back. So I'm miserable. But I will say this. Even though Josh Van Meter did not get called up immediately after the injured list possibility for Jesse Winker, he got called up on Wednesday, and he hit a home run. So, look, he did not put up the numbers that Beattie did over the course of the week. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.